This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. This is Friday.
Ready? Woo! No, we got to do it together.
Oh, we have to do it together.
Woo-hoo! That's our jingle on Friday.
That's our Friday jingle, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. And I'm Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa. But we are just so glad to be with you, and we wanted to go ahead and get together and just get this podcast going.
Okay, on Friday, when beginning again, if fear is gripping you, remember, God has given you at least 50 promises in the Word, in His Word, to overcome fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And we want you to have faith after listening today, because faith is fantastic adventures in trusting Him.
That's for sure. And one of the scriptures is Psalms 27:1, and it says, "The Lord is my light, my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" I tell you what, man, that's just awesome. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing what we do? Mm-hmm. Is to glorify God. Mm-hmm. And if we continue on the path to glorify Him in everything we do, whether it be the podcast, speaking engagements, Facebook, whatever it may be, if it's meant to glorify God, who do we have to fear? You know, God's given us His stamp of approval. He said, "Yeah, you know what? Yeah, go for it." You know, Abraham, when God told Abraham to pack up his things and go to this land, Abraham said, "Well, if I do that, God, basically, you know, what's going to happen, and what's going to be over there for me?"
Yeah, he wanted answers.
Yeah, and God, what God said was, "You know what? Pack up your things and get over there, then I'll show you."
There's faith in that.
Yeah, and so that's what we've done, and we know God's going to say, "You know what? And I'll work it out for my good."
We're so excited, especially with our guests coming on. And
oh, yeah.
It's just hearing their comeback stories with the God to encourage y'all. Man.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
We have so much in store for y'all.
Absolutely. God has in store for all of us just wonderful things, wonderful plans for all of us. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, fear can really grip you, man. Fear can be paralyzing. Mm-hmm. It can. I mean, it can halt you back from your promises that God has for you. It can you know, just put a stopping point to your growth with God. It's just, fear is not good, man. That's what the Satan wants. You know, have no mistake about it. Our nemesis, our enemy, is Satan, and he wants that fear in us, man. Because if we have fear in us about a situation, then we're not going to trust in God. But if you say, "You know what, man, I'm really afraid about this. I need to go to prayer. I need to go to Jesus. I need to give this to Him because He knows how to handle the situation. Man, I am clueless on how to do it." That's when Satan goes, "Oh, my goodness. You know, here we go again. You know, I guess I need to go somewhere else. You know, this guy's not going to be afraid anymore because he's going to pray to Jesus." And so, you know, so he goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, go somewhere else, Satan. Go back to hell where you belong. That's what I say. You know, for anyone listening to this podcast, you say in Jesus' name, and he'll run, and he'll tuck his tail underneath just like a dog.
A coward.
Yeah, and he'll start whining. Now, I have no doubt about it, but he's not, you know, like God is. He can't be everywhere.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Not like God.
Right.
You know what? And our God hung on a cross for us. Mm-hmm. Our God, he bled to death for us. Mm-hmm. And when he rose from that grave, he descended to hell first. And all the demons and Satan himself, what did they have to do? They bowed to him. Wow. He took the keys from hell. He ransacked him from Satan. He said, give me the keys. Mm-hmm. Satan said, what keys? He said, give me the keys. Mm-hmm. So you know what? That's our God. That's our Jesus. And I like to say, that's my Jesus. Okay, he's something, man. I'm telling you, I mean, he'll go to battle for you. He'll fight for you if you just trust him. Yeah. Now, will the outcome always be exactly the way you planned it? No, because you planned it. But if whatever the outcome may be, you just say, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you for protecting me, or thank you for this blessing, or thank you for this. You know, God knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he created the heavens and earth. You know, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows what he's doing. So trust in him.
We have some more scriptures. We want y'all to study. We don't want to just feed you all the time and not give you homework. Mm-hmm. And your homework for today is over the weekend, look up some of these scriptures. And Scott's, as we've already mentioned, there's at least 50 that we can have you turn to. And you just type in with the internet on your phone or whatever, overcoming fear scriptures. This one is in Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Mm. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Mm. That's Isaiah 41:13. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you shall see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. That's Exodus 14:13. I mean, there's just, you know, these are, a lot of these I'm reading are in the Old Testament. But, you know, here's one for the New Testament. For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's in Timothy 1, you know, chapter 1 and verse 7.
Wow.
In Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Hmm.
I mean, get a hold of that. And in Luke 1:3, remember it says, but the angel said to her, you know, talking about Mary, don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You know, when she was 14, I know she was expecting a child and wasn't married. I think I'd have been a little fearful too, honey. It's in Luke 1:30. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid. This is the angel talking to Joseph. I bring you good tidings of great joy. It will be for all the people.
That's right.
That's in Luke 2:10.
Yeah.
So here's one more. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That's Hebrews 13:6. So you guys and girls listening, get into that. Just find those passages and stand on those promises.
That's
right. Put them in your shoes if you have to and stand on them, literally.
Yeah.
And because I've told y'all before, we both have, that we have dealt with fear, still deal with it occasionally. It'll try to rear its ugly head. But you got to follow peace.
Yeah.
You know, we get that whole illustration of when we were in Florida and parasailing.
Mm-hmm.
We had peace when we were in a good place and not upset and hurried and all that. We made that decision. We were fine with it. And then fear set in and had all those symptoms, torment, like the Bible talks about, sweaty palms, racing heart,
right,
crazy thoughts, uncontrollable thinking, you know? So you have to go back and go, I was peaceful when I made that decision, and look at me now.
I know.
What happened? Well, we allowed fear in. So,
well, I can think of some situations about fear as well. You know, all you missionaries around the world that are listening to our podcast, I know there's sometimes you go into these countries or some just if you're going across the city, you know, to an area that you're not used to, or maybe don't speak the language. I know there may be some fear sometimes that sets in on you. But I'll tell you what, man, we truly respect what you do.
Yes.
We acknowledge what you do, and we are so, we just learn so much from missionaries that just put their trust in God.
Yes, we do. Wow.
And say, yeah, man, I'm afraid. I am scared stiffless, man. I don't know this language. I don't know these people. I might get killed. I might die. I might lose my life. My family's with me, you know. But then you go, you know what, God? I trust in you. Mm-hmm. And if I trust in you, what can man do to me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, do you have fear?
Mm.
Well, we all do at times. But do you know how, bless you, huh?
Excuse me.
But do we know how to deal with it?
Mm.
That's the question.
It is.
It's not the question that we have fear. We all do. But who do you take that fear to, and how do you overcome it?
Yeah.
Well, in order to overcome Satan, it says in Revelations 12, we overcome him by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Well, the blood of the Lamb is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And your testimony begins today if you've never given your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you thought you had, and you want to truly give your heart to him today from a sincere heart, we ask you to do that right now.
Yes.
And not be afraid anymore. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Lord, we know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want fear to rule my life anymore. I want to give it to you along with my life and my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, please like us on Facebook and comment, make a comment. We'd love to know, and so we can start praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited for you with this new exciting journey. And I pray about a church to go to this weekend and ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to know that you're going through at least your first year of your walk with Jesus with someone else.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Forgive us, everybody. Something just came over both of us in the form of a sneeze and a cough. We love you all. We're so looking forward to a great weekend along with you, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. So stay safe. Enjoy your weekend. And until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.